Our gospel reading today says, the next day John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. At this point, on this particular day, I am supposed to give something which is called the annual meeting report from the priest. And that doesn't sound very inspiring or transcendent. I have been here about 6 weeks, so I don't feel qualified to report on all of the last year. So what I would like to do instead is to tell you my experience since I've been here very briefly and to say where I think we should go in the next year. I think a lot of people here know me well, and a lot of people here and elsewhere assume that I wanted to come back to St. Peter's because it is home. And while there is certainly some truth to that, the main truth or the main motivation I have for wanting to come here as your priest is that I have never in my life seen a church community that does a better job of saying, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." This is a place that I have learned through firsthand experience how much you love one another and love people outside this parish. The first year I was here, the first time we came around to Father's Day, I had lost my father in the previous year. And Father's Day was just horrible for me, and I was here in church just sitting there. And somehow in the liturgy, something hit me, and I realized it was Father's Day and that my dad was gone, and I went running out of the church weeping in the middle of the liturgy. And a woman I had never met before, a woman named Patty Schmidt, caught up with me in the parking lot. I had never met her. She didn't know my name. I didn't know her name. And she said, "I don't know what's wrong, but I want to help you." And when I tried to tell her, she said, "You don't need to go home alone today. I want you to come to my house. Look, here is the Lamb of God." That is a time when I needed help more than any other time. And someone I did not know on behalf of God said, "I want to be with you today and help you feel better, and help you begin to heal." I think that it is in what Bishop Gray would call our DNA here at St. Peter's that we care for one another, we take care of people, and we do it in God's name. It is right in our mission statement that we say, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." It says it in different words. It says, our mission here is seeking to know Christ and to make him known. Now, how do we seek to know Christ here at St. Peter's? We do it in our worship. We do it in a way that we try to gesture toward the transcendent in our liturgies, in our prayers, in our preaching, in our teaching. We try to carve out a space where we can be all about God and listen for what God is saying to us individually and to our parish. We seek to know Christ through our study. We have respect for others' opinions, other theologies. We make the conscious decision to love the people we don't like. When we have our differences on theology, on the way to get things done, we teach each other that we need not agree on theology in order to seek Christ and seek to make him known. I know of people who have left this church and other churches and gone on to smaller and smaller churches because they were so insistent on worshiping only people with people that agreed with them. Not only do I think that's ill-advised, I think it is dangerous to think that we have to all agree on who God is and how to seek God. If we insist on having everyone agree with us, we're not seeking God, we're seeking certainty, and we're seeking status and authority. And we are stating through our own actions that we believe that the proper dogma will save us. And when we make that statement with our words or with our lives, we negate what Christ did for us at the cross. We seek Christ by respecting one another, by hearing other opinions, and continuing to worship together, even when those opinions vary. In the coming year, we will offer additional ways to study about the presence of God, about the ways of God, about Scripture. We will offer in the fall, if there is a demand for it, we will offer another round of DOC. So I invite you, if you have not taken that, to begin thinking about it and come talk to me if you'd like to know more about it. It's a wonderful program. In order for us to seek to know Christ, we are revitalizing our children's programs. We are making a change in the schedule. As Lent begins, the first Sunday of Lent, and we'll remind you of this. We don't always do so well when the time changes. But the first Sunday of Lent, we will go to a schedule that is 8 o'clock and 10:30. And the main reason we're doing that is so that we have time between the services for Christian formation, both for our children and for our adults. We will offer at that time a drop-in class for adults, and we will offer particular programs for children so that young families can know that they can come here and seek to know Christ through our education. Now, how do we seek to make Christ known at St. Peter's? How do we say, look, here is the Lamb of God? We reach out. First of all, we reach out to each other here at St. Peter's. In my brief time here, I have seen it a number of times, and it is stunning and life-changing and life-giving to me that all we need to do is express that someone has a need, and it is taken care of. We ask for people who are grieving or who are struggling with circumstances, who need help. We ask for prayer and people pray. We ask for healing and people offer food and presents and different things that will allow people to deal with the human condition in the best possible way. We make the need known and people here at St. Peter's step up immediately to help. Making Christ known sounds very lofty, but it usually involves very ordinary verbs. Feed, visit, encourage, write, listen. To organize ourselves and our responses for these pastoral needs a little better, we are having next week at Sunday school time, we will have a meeting of anyone who is interested in pastoral care. Now, pastoral care doesn't just include things that I do, but these ways that we take care of one another. So we're going to meet next week, brainstorm a little bit, and start forward with an organization, a way of structure that allows us to meet these needs within our congregation. Now, my part in that pastoral care of the congregation and of others outside the congregation is simply to be accessible to you, to have time to visit with you in my office or in your home or wherever suits you. And I want to ask you, try to stop apologizing when you're in my office. Sometimes people will come to visit and they'll say, I'm sorry I just walked in on you, or I'm sorry I took so long. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here because we take care of each other at St. Peter's, and I want to be one who takes care of you all when you need to talk with someone or visit someone or receive prayer with someone. Part of my role in the pastoral care is to visit people in hospitals, at home, in other facilities, to let them see a familiar face in time of challenge. to let people know that you are in the hearts and prayers of the people of St. Peter's, I will show up to remind you of that, to remind you of the presence of God in a way that says, I'm a member of the family of St. Peter's, and somewhere back there in your mind and your soul, you'll be saying, look, here is the Lamb of God. And I urge you, please, when you have problems, when you have things that you need help with, or just prayer, even if you can't think of anything we can do for you, please call Ginger so that she will let me know what's going on, or call me so that we can be present for you. We at St. Peter's can be present for you, because we can't do that if we're unaware of your need. We make Christ known, and we will continue to make Christ known by feeding people outside this parish. We reach out to people we don't even know. We don't worry about getting any credit for it. We have a faithful group here who goes to Billy Brumfield and to Stew Pot to feed other people. We have Angel Tree, and I can't believe the level of giving that we get when we have Angel Tree and we offer gifts to people who otherwise wouldn't have much of a Christmas. They don't know who we are. They might not even connect what they have received with anything that has to do with God or religion. But we have done our part by giving of ourselves to those people we don't know. We have done our part to say, here is the Lamb of God. This is what Christian people do. We love one another. We make Christ known by making it known that these things I've just mentioned are the way that regular Christians operate in the world. We will make a concerted effort in the next year to publicize what we do, not for credit, but to begin to repair in the greater society the image of Christianity out there. We will invite people to come here and share that way of seeking Christ. We will invite them to see that their previous hurts at the hands of religion and their previous images of religion and of Christianity are not accurate, because here at St. Peter's, we truly seek to know Christ and to make him known. I think about the Billy Brumfield and Stew Pot Ministries, and I think they're fabulous, and I think they're very important and life-changing for the people who participate in it and for the people who are fed by it. But there are many forms of hunger in the world, not just spiritual hunger, not just physical hunger, but spiritual hunger. Jesus asked the disciples in the gospel today, what are you looking for? People in our society, in our culture today, may not know what they're looking for. They may not know that they are seeking God, that they have a longing for God. And so they try to fill a perceived void within themselves with busyness, with achievement, with things, and they wonder why they still feel empty. And we do that to some degree also. So we teach people through evangelism, that awful word that makes most Episcopalians cringe, that knowing about Christ is good news. It's not somebody stridently saying in your face, have you been saved? We have been saved. As a colleague of mine likes to say, yes, I was saved in 33 AD. And now I'm going to act like it by offering the grace of God to the people around me. We want to teach people what we do in the Christian religion, to love each other. And so, in just a few weeks, we're going to have an event at the parish hall where we tell our stories. And you will hear more about it, but I urge you, please come so that we can share each other's stories and begin to know who we are and why we're here and how we articulate our Christian faith. Our collect today says, Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. It is a very lofty goal that we set in that college. But we do it in simple ways. We love together. We learn together. We feed together. We heal together. These are simple, everyday tasks. Simple, everyday needs. But every one of those simple words makes another immense statement. Every time we live in the way of loving others, we say something transcendent and life-giving. We say, look at what we do here at St. Peter's to love one another. And we say, look, here is the Lamb.